Hello, Radiant viewers, and welcome to today's edition of Healthy Living, featuring vegan Australian naturopath and member of the Australian Traditional Medicine Society, Robin Shooter, who will discuss why we should all pursue a healthy vegan diet. Since beginning her naturopathic practice in 1995, Ms. Shooter has helped many people recover from chronic illnesses such as high blood pressure, diabetes and migraine headaches. She is also a qualified counsellor and practitioner of emotional freedom techniques, EFT therapy, which Ms. Shooter says is a practical, effective way to help clients overcome emotional suffering. We begin with Ms. Shooter's examination of the myth that humans are omnivores.
Humans are actually usually classed as being omnivores, but there's a really interesting difference between us and true omnivores. So true carnivores and true omnivores produce an enzyme called uricase, and uricase breaks down uric acid. Now, uric acid is a byproduct of protein digestion. Human beings do not produce uricase, which is why humans get gout. Men in particular are susceptible to gout if they eat too much protein, and it's purely and simply because we're not designed to handle vast quantities of uric acid. We can't break it down, it builds up, it does a lot of harm. But we should not eat foods that were not designed for it.
What are some other common myths about nutrition that Ms. Shooter would like to see dispelled?
It amazes me that medical or health professionals could still be spouting the same old misconceptions that have been conclusively disproven, that are written up in the medical and scientific journals, and yet they will still say to people, you'll be protein deficient on a vegan diet. Plants make protein. Animals cannot make protein. Animals have to eat plants to get their protein. All plants contain protein. Green leafy vegetables are particularly high in protein. Legumes, nuts, seeds, grains, all of these foods contain protein. The interesting thing though is that we actually only get 25% of our daily protein requirement from food. The other 75% of our protein needs are met by recycling our own body proteins. What an economy goes on inside our bodies. We recycle our digestive juices, which are high in protein, and we actually recycle our own sloughed off intestinal cells. We break them down and use the amino acids to build new cells and other things that we use protein for. So we don't need that much protein, and a plant-based diet with a good variety of healthy foods cannot fail to meet your protein needs. Cannot fail.
It's not an exaggeration to say food is medicine. Countless scientific studies have shown that a vegan diet can protect us from or even reverse many chronic diseases.
There's really, really rock solid evidence now from the scientific literature that a diet based on unrefined plant foods helps to prevent heart disease and can actually reverse heart disease, even in people who have a severe condition of artery blockage. It helps to prevent and reverse type 2 diabetes, many autoimmune conditions like ulcerative colitis, lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. A diet of unrefined plant foods also helps to prevent many of the common cancers, the most common ones in Australia, like breast and prostate and bowel cancer. The other important thing is that if you already have cancer, adopting a diet of unrefined plant foods maximises their chances for recovery and for preventing a recurrence of their cancer.
What other kinds of health conditions can be prevented by following a diet free of animal products?
And on a more mundane or perhaps everyday level, it's very, very well established that vegans are far less likely to become overweight or obese, which in itself helps to prevent heart disease, diabetes and cancer. And a diet of unrefined plant foods also helps to overcome menstrual problems like period pain and PMS. And it's great for anyone who's ever been constipated. If you adopt a vegan diet, that won't be a problem for you. really, that's just the tip of the iceberg, but they're the major ones that I can think of right now.
Scientific research has also revealed that consuming meat causes iron overload in the human body.
As for iron, there is plenty of iron in plant foods. Doctors will tell you that the iron from red meat is better absorbed because it's heme iron. In other words, it's iron from blood. Problem is that heme iron bypasses the normal controls that our intestines exert on absorption of iron. So your intestine cannot screen out excess heme iron. And people who eat red meat in particular, frequently end up with too much iron. And iron overload is a really dangerous condition. It increases your risk of heart attack and many different types of cancers. But if you're eating a diet of unrefined plant foods, there is perfectly adequate, ample, abundant iron in those foods. And of course, plants contain many things that actually enhance the absorption of iron, like vitamin C and citric acid.
When we return, Ms. Shooter will discuss the hazards of consuming dairy products and fish and reveal a great vegan source of omega-3 fatty acids. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living here on Supreme Master Television, where we are speaking with respected Australian naturopath Robin Shooter about making wise nutritional choices to assure vibrant health. Ms. Shooter next addresses the dangers associated with consuming dairy products.
As for calcium, there's incontrovertible evidence that the countries in the world where the people eat the most dairy products have the highest rate of hip fractures. So among the American population, and Americans guzzle dairy products like it's going out of style, the rate of hip fracture is 98 per 100,000 of population. Among the black African, the Bantu tribes in southern Africa, who have a very high prevalence of lactose intolerance, so they basically do not eat dairy products. And their calcium intake is low. It's about 300 milligrams per day. And their hip fracture rate is 9 per 100,000 of population. Like 11th the rate of fracture. The Physicians' Health Study, which is a large ongoing study of male doctors in the United States, that and several other large, what are called epidemiological studies, population-based studies, have found definite links between dairy product consumption and prostate cancer risk. So the more dairy products a man eats, the higher his risk of developing prostate cancer. And also the higher the risk that prostate cancer will be an invasive cancer. And there's also fairly strong epidemiological evidence that dairy product consumption is linked to breast cancer risk in women. There are a lot of other conditions, for example, the rates of type 1 diabetes are highest in Scandinavian countries where dairy product consumption is very high. And there have been several studies linking early introduction of cow's milk into children's diet with an increased risk of developing type 1 diabetes. Once you have type 1 diabetes, you will have to inject insulin every day for the rest of your life. And even if your condition is well managed, it will probably chop 10 years off your healthy life expectancy. So it's an incredibly serious condition. Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, so there's quite a lot of evidence linking them to dairy product consumption. So John McDougall, the American doctor who has been a long time proponent of a plant-based diet for health, he says that milk is liquid meat. Don't think that you can cut out the meat and get stuck into the dairy products instead and somehow you'll have made a healthy change in your diet. It's not the case.
People also place their health in grave jeopardy when eating fish, because fish absorb the innumerable pollutants that humans dump into the seas.
Due to human activity, the ocean is now full of contaminants, and due to ocean currents, these contaminants move right through the seas. Anything that lives in the sea is contaminated with things like methylmercury, with PCBs and with dioxin. Now, mercury is the most toxic non-radioactive metal on the planet. It is an incredibly powerful neurotoxin, so it damages the nervous system, and babies and children are particularly at risk of this. It also affects reproductive health. It can cause miscarriage in women and low sperm count in men. It causes dementia in later life. It's incredibly dangerous. Women who eat fish more than twice a week have seven times the blood level of mercury as women who rarely eat fish. It's even worse for children. Children who are frequent fish eaters have 40 times the national average of mercury contamination in their blood. The reason for the greater effect on children is that their kidneys are not terribly efficient at eliminating mercury, so it piles up in their bodies. So people are being encouraged to eat fish and have fish oil for the omega-3s, which are undeniably good for their nervous system. In the process, they're taking in mercury, which is one of the most damaging things you can do to your nervous system. Aside from mercury, there's the PCBs. Now, these are polychlorinated biphenyls. They cause cancer. PCBs also magnify the neurotoxic effects of mercury. And then dioxins, which cause disruption to the endocrine system, the hormones, the nervous system, the reproductive system. Again, children are particularly at risk from dioxins, and these dioxins are at very high levels in many species of fish, and frequently the species of fish that are low in mercury. So if you manage to dodge the high mercury contaminated fish, you're probably still copping a big load of dioxins and PCBs.
What does Ms. Shooter recommend as an animal-free source of omega-3 fatty acids?
Because there are variations between people's ability to convert the short chain omega-3 fats from plants into the long chain DHA and EPA that we need, I actually do recommend that vegans and vegetarians take an algal sourced EPA and DHA. In other words, it's actually algae, deep sea algae, that produce the EPA and DHA that you get in fish and seafood generally. So algae are the source, and these algae can be grown in controlled conditions, so there's no contamination whatsoever.
For more information about Robin Shooter, please visit www.empowertotalhealth.com.au. We sincerely thank Ms. Robin Shooter for giving us her invaluable insights on the healthy vegan diet. Next Monday on Healthy Living, Ms. Shooter will share tips on changing over to this wholesome, nutritious way of eating. Respected viewers, thank you for your kind company on today's program. Up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May the grace of heaven be upon all of us.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/HL.